The disease, which first appeared in the Angolan capital in February, is now killing more than 30 people a day and is spreading to other parts of the country. Already more than 1,200 people have died, and Médecins Sans Frontières says the outbreak is not yet under control. MSF says the main reason for the disease's appearance and rapid spread is poor sanitation and a hugely inefficient water supply. David Wetherill, MSF Director of Water and Sanitation, says Luanda's population has tripled in the past decade and little has been done to meet the increasing water and sanitation needs.
20 litres, which is the minimum standard, they're paying half a dollar per day. 70% of the population of Angola are living on less than a dollar a day. Most of this population is living on a huge rubbish dump without any basic services provided. So within this environment, it's really the perfect conditions for a cholera outbreak to start and to spread like wildfire throughout the whole city.
MSF has set up treatment centres in all the affected areas, but says the death toll is rising because people do not have the means to protect themselves because the water provided is not adequately sanitised. The aid organisation expects the current outbreak to wane with the end of the wet season next month, but warns that more outbreaks will occur in the future if money is not spent on upgrading infrastructure. And MSF's head of mission in Angola, Richard Veerman, says the government must take responsibility for that.
There are certain plans already been introduced since 2003, but practically nothing has happened. And we all know that oil prices are up, I don't have to tell anybody. Angola has a lot of oil and also revenues from diamonds. So in our modest opinion, we think that some of those resources should be used to improve the water supply and sewage systems in Luanda.
Last week, the Angolan government set up a committee to tackle the situation, but more than 12 weeks into the outbreak, there are no immediate signs of a long-term solution. Rowan Reed for VOA News, Johannesburg.